Side Hustle Show 206, go where the cash is already flowing.
Welcome to the Side Hustle Show, where aspiring part-time entrepreneurs learn how to turn their side hustle dreams into reality. Because your 9-to-5 may make you a living, but your 5-to-9 makes you alive. And now, your host, Nick Loper.
What's up? Nick Loper here. Welcome to the Side Hustle Show. Special solo show for you today because I want to introduce some of the characters from my latest book, Buy Buttons, and also give you a sample, give you a taste of the audiobook version I recorded. You can check out all the formats of the book at buybuttonsbook.com. And if you're new to Audible, you can actually get the audiobook version for free through sidehustlenation.com/audible. Now, a lot of business books follow the formula of thesis and then case study, idea and then example. Now, given that's a tried and true formula, I wanted to do the same for this project. Now, the overarching theme of Buy Buttons is basically if you want to make extra money, go where the cash is already flowing. Take advantage of the hundreds of pre-existing marketplaces of buyers and set up shop there. So I want to play the intro of the book for you, and it's structured in a specific way to show understanding of the problem, present a solution, explain why I'm in a unique position to solve that problem, give some proof or examples of people I've already helped, and then give a guarantee and a call to action. So listen in for those elements as I roll the tape from the introduction to Buy Buttons. It runs about 10 minutes, and I'll be back after that. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epic of belief. It was the epic of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities, 1859. Dickens wrote those words more than 150 years ago. Yet don't they sound oddly accurate today? Depending on who you talk to, what news you read, or what channels you watch, this is either the greatest time in history to be alive, or the world is about to end and we're all doomed. Check out what my new phone can do. Hey, 50 people liked my last Instagram pic. I can't wait to binge on the new House of Cards. But meanwhile, we're up to our eyeballs in debt. Governments are on the brink of collapse. All our jobs are being automated and outsourced. The problem. I get where the negativity is coming from, especially from an economic perspective. Real inflation-adjusted wages haven't risen in 30 years, yet our biggest budget items, like housing, transportation, and education, all cost 30 to 150% more. Job security sounds like an oxymoron. Half of all American households have less than $5,000 saved for retirement. Even scarier, 47% don't have enough cash on hand to cover an unexpected $400 bill, like a car repair. On average, we carry thousands of dollars in high-interest credit card debt. How do you stack up? It's easy to feel powerless, like the system is rigged against you. But rigged or not, no one else is going to change it for you. You can beat the system, but you're going to have to change your approach. And that's where the best of times part comes in. Despite all the gloom and doom and fear-mongering in the news, we are in the middle of an entrepreneurial renaissance. We're nearing an all-time high in new business activity, and economists expect fully half the workforce to be freelancers or self-employed by 2020. Once viewed as the risky and reckless alternative to a stable career at a respected company, entrepreneurship is now seen as a good career choice by two-thirds of adults worldwide. One in five of those adults plans to start a new business in the next 3 years. Whether the shift is voluntary or reactive, or positive or negative, is irrelevant. It's happening. The wheels are already in motion. My friend put it this way, we're all already entrepreneurs. If you have a day job, your boss is simply your largest client. The fact is, we have more control and have to take more control over our financial well-being than any other point in history. A wise man once said, there are only two ways to get rich, to make more or to desire less. Now, this book isn't about saving money, frugal living, or extreme couponing. I just want you to be aware that there are two sides of the equation. But here's the thing. Since there's only so much you can do to reduce your spending, I like to focus on the income side. Most people look at their incomes as fixed. There's even a phrase for it. I'm on a fixed income. Baloney. This book is about how to unfix your income. The truth is there is more opportunity today to earn income in your spare time than ever before. Your income is never fixed. In fact, it's limitless. The more people you help, the more you can earn. And you don't need a killer new business idea or millions of dollars in startup capital to do it. The solution. This book will share specifics on how to increase your earning power on your own time, on your own terms, and without getting another job. We'll look at real-life examples of people just like you making it happen. And spoiler alert, there are no get-rich-quick schemes inside. Instead, you'll learn proven strategies for tapping into the growing peer-to-peer economy to supplement your income, diversify your revenue sources, and reduce your reliance on your day job for your livelihood. Because you're reading this book, I know you're serious about improving your situation, earning more money, and building a happier life. In surveying thousands of people like you who are trying to earn money outside of a day job, three consistent challenges come up again and again. One, time. I don't have enough time. Two, ideas. I don't have the right business idea. Three, money. I don't have enough money to start a business. To address these, I'm going to arm you with dozens of income-generating ideas that don't require a ton of time or money to get started. I'm going to focus on marketplaces that already exist, where you can put your expertise, time, and assets up for sale or rent. There are hundreds of platforms that you can add your buy buttons to. You don't have to build a customer base from scratch, design a website, or even worry about payment processing. Each platform already has an audience of buyers looking for what you have to sell. These platforms are the gateway drugs of entrepreneurship. They're easy to get started on, to get the high from your first sale, and to keep coming back for more. This isn't your traditional entrepreneurship book, and these may not be the types of businesses you typically think of, but they're working and they're profitable. You'll meet Jeff Yenish, an engineer in Tampa, Florida, who is earning $1,500 profit per month renting out his vehicles on the peer-to-peer rental site Turo.com. You'll meet Alexander Kennan, a marketing manager and editor who hosts urban hikes in San Francisco in her spare time. Alexander hosted more than 1,000 hikers last year, many of whom connected with her through travel and tour sites like TripAdvisor.com and Viator.com. You'll meet Carrie Olson, who started bidding on voiceover jobs on Voices.com. Today, she's a full-time voiceover actress, often earning thousands of dollars per job and working with well-known brands like REI and Disney World. You'll meet Kat Perella, a former IT worker in New York, who now makes a full-time living as a graphic artist, thanks in part to her success on Zazzle.com. You'll meet Ryan Finley, who paid off $20,000 of debt and now supports a family of seven by buying and selling items on Craigslist. We'll explore some of the most popular marketplaces, plus some lesser known options, and dive into the best practices for getting started and making your first sales. By the end of this book, you'll have the information, inspiration, and direction you need to take action and begin earning extra cash on your own schedule. How much you earn and how much time you invest are completely up to you. But know this, the buyers are out there, and I'll show you how to get in front of them. Why me? As an entrepreneur, I've been tapping into the power of marketplaces for over a decade. One of my first experiences with the buy buttons phenomenon was with a house painting business I ran in college. Over the course of 2 summers, my crew and I painted 50 to 60 houses and did $150,000 worth of business. That first year, my main marketing channel was just good old-fashioned cold calling. After class, I'd drive out to my territory, knock on doors, and schedule estimates for the upcoming weekend. The problem with cold calling is it's super inefficient. Yes, I could get directly in front of the homeowners, my target customer, but they weren't in buying mode, and only a small percentage were in the market for a new paint job. The next year, a little older and a little wiser, I was determined to cut back on the cold calling drudgery. How could I more efficiently get in front of homeowners interested in home improvement? I happened to find out about an event called the Seattle Home Show and registered a display booth. At the convention, hundreds of vendors were competing for attention, but there were also thousands and thousands of homeowners walking the aisles looking to spend money on their houses. A college kid perched on a ladder waving a sign was a great attention-getting tactic. In just 4 days, my partners and I collected dozens of leads and ended up booking more than $70,000 worth of work. It was an eye-opening experience about the power of going where your target customers already are and putting up your buy button. Since then, I've used the same marketplace strategy over and over again. When I sold shoes online, I took out targeted ads on Google for shoe-related search terms. When I began selling digital products and freelancing services, I set up shop on Fiverr.com. When I created an online course, I put it up for sale on Udemy.com. When I launched my podcast, I made sure to syndicate it to iTunes. Even when I'm trying to sell stuff in our garage, I turn to marketplaces like eBay or Craigslist. In fact, with this very book, I'm tapping into Amazon's massive audience of buyers to sell more copies. Marketplaces are all around us. You probably use a ton of them every month without even thinking about it. In the pages that follow, I'll open your eyes to new income opportunities right under your nose and hopefully spark some creative ideas you never thought of before. Real people, real results. Through the Side Hustle Show podcast, I've interviewed more than 150 awesome entrepreneurs, and the show has been downloaded more than 1.5 million times. A common theme of the show is to tap into pre-existing marketplaces to earn extra money on the side and to jumpstart a larger business. What's most exciting to me, though, is that people are listening and taking action. Kevin is an attorney turned entrepreneur. In just the first 2 months of selling his book on Amazon, he earned $2,000 and added 500 new email subscribers to his list. Dan works a dead-end job, his words, but earned $3,000 in his first 3 months reselling products on eBay. Aja is an IT consultant in Chicago and is building her side income teaching courses on Udemy.com. She earns $300 a month from her video courses. Jesse is a professional stage hypnotist who has earned thousands of dollars winning copywriting jobs in his spare time on Upwork.com. Gina runs an e-commerce store, but has made over $25,000 in 9 months renting her Ireland flat on Airbnb. Asad is a finance director by day who made over $100,000 on the side in less than 12 months reselling products on Amazon. The common thread is they all set up their businesses on pre-existing platforms that made it easy for buyers to find them and spend money with them. This book will show you exactly how they and dozens of others set up their buy buttons to generate substantial side income. My guarantee. In the coming pages, I guarantee you'll find at least one buy button platform that you can use to generate your own job-free income stream. If you don't, just send me a note. My contact info is at the end of the book. And I'll buy the book back from you, no questions asked. Now, where else are you going to find a deal like that? Ready? Let's get started.
So with that buy buttons thesis in place, I had to come up with the examples to illustrate and prove that it works. Now, thankfully, I already had several in mind from back episodes of this podcast and in the Side Hustle Nation blog archives, but that wasn't going to get me all the way there. So to fill in the gaps, I turned to places like Help a Reporter, the Side Hustle Nation email list and Facebook community, which you can join at sidehustlenation.com/FB if you're not already a member, and even to the marketplaces themselves. It was through Help a Reporter that I connected with Alexandra Kennan, who tapped into the power of TripAdvisor and other niche travel marketplaces to build her side hustle leading urban hikes in San Francisco. Alex was featured on episode 193 of the Side Hustle Show.
Another thing I did was I ran a deal, not a Groupon, but something like a Groupon, with a site called Zozy. Now, Zozy is smaller, and that's what I wanted. I didn't want to have 5,000 people wanting to go on a hike tomorrow. I wanted to have a much smaller group.
Which is what would happen if you did the thing on Groupon.
I just had read so many stories on getting flooded with customers.
Okay. And you're like, hey, it's a side hustle. Like, I only got so much capacity.
Exactly. And Zozy was very focused on outdoor experiences. So I figured this would be a good way to kind of get some initial clients. The other thing I didn't want with Groupon is I really did want to position this business as a premium product. So I was just using this Zozy coupon as a first way to get customers. And then I decided I would never do a coupon again, because again, I wanted this to be a premium product.
And this is Zozi.com.
Exactly. And with that, I got about 200 people buying the coupon, and that was my first round of customers. And basically all I needed as a tour company, I knew I needed to impress them and get them to write reviews on TripAdvisor. Once you're basically on TripAdvisor or Yelp, people can start finding you. And it's mainly TripAdvisor in the travel industry. So I got a bunch of reviews and my business was off to a start.
Through the Side Hustle Nation community, I connected with people like Mike Marani, Dan Kadam, and Mario Di Bartolomeo, who are all featured in this section about tutoring.
Sell your smarts. The Savvy.is online teaching marketplace focuses on music, business, and coaching in addition to academics. Singing instructor Molly Rosen has turned her Savvy profile into a full-time business, teaching voice lessons, music theory, and ear training both online and in person when the students are local. Molly said the platform allows her to teach people all over the country and even internationally, working with students from preschool age all the way to seniors. The secret to her success? I try to make sure everyone who works with me loves singing, she explained. Molly charges $55 for a 50-minute session and has completed hundreds of lessons since joining the platform in 2015. On wiseant.com, academic tutors are free to set their own schedule and rates, and the rates actually seem pretty attractive. For example, when I searched for math tutors nearby, the Wiseant search engine suggested tutors from $40 to $60 an hour. The site is a popular online and in-person tutoring platform, helping students in 300 different subject areas and all grade levels. Mike Morani, an assistant principal in the Boston area, said he connected with local tutoring clients on the site and earned $360 a month for a couple hours of work each week. I tutored algebra and math SAT prep, he explained. As far as my profile, I think what helped me was the geographical factor. It was a home tutoring service, so I was only competing with people within driving distance that taught my specific topics. Mike added, because I was entering homes, I made sure my picture was professional and inviting. Dan Cottam originally created a Wiseant profile in 2012. I needed to earn some side income, so I added my areas of expertise, Microsoft Excel, Outlook, PowerPoint, and Access, he explained. 9 out of 10 of my sessions are on the Microsoft Access database software. I got students pretty quick because there was so little competition on Access. Dan is a database developer for a Denver area hospital by day and said he tutors 4 to 6 hours a month at $45 to $55 an hour. He echoed Mike's findings in that almost all clients end up being local and the first session is always in person. After that, he found that about half his students are open to virtual sessions, which obviously saves travel time and expense. The interesting thing is that most of Dan's tutoring students aren't really students, they're companies. Employees have been tasked with figuring out a database problem and happen upon Dan's Wiseant profile while scouring the internet for help. After hiring him for a tutoring session and seeing the immediate value, many clients have uncovered additional database struggles they could use help with. This has led to some lucrative database consulting work for his side business, MicrosoftAccessHelp.net, which Dan said will easily surpass $10,000 this year, far more than he'll earn directly from tutoring. His tip for improving your visibility on the platform is to actively solicit reviews from your students. After each session, I send a summary of the lesson, Dan explained, and at the end of the summary, I add, if you're satisfied with your session, the best compliment for me is a positive review. That one line tremendously helped increase the number of reviews, which helped give prospective students the confidence they needed to click the buy button and book some tutoring time with Dan. The biggest complaint about Wiseant is its aggressive commission structure. For your first 20 hours of tutoring, the company takes a 40% cut, which is noticeably higher than nearly every other marketplace I've researched for this book. As you work more hours, that rate gradually steps down to a minimum of 20%. The next level. Mario Di Bartolomeo has been a full-time math tutor for the past 8 years in the Detroit area. He started working part-time one night a week at a local tutoring center, but soon struck out on his own and began landing his own clients. Today, he runs mariosmathtutoring.com and even has a book called Make Tutoring Your Career to help others break into the field. Mario gave me these recommendations for people looking to start and grow a tutoring business. 1. Put the word out to family, friends, and colleagues through Facebook. 2. Contact the local schools and get on their tutor list. 3. Put up an inexpensive website that shows up in local search. 4. Flyer local high-end neighborhoods and coffee shops. 5. Put a small ad in the local paper near the beginning of the school year. Once you get the whole thing rolling, Mario said, students and families stick with you and start referring others, and you can adjust your prices from there.
And finally, I reached out to some of the marketplaces themselves. I explained the project I was working on and asked if they could connect me with any successful sellers to possibly feature. And I met some awesome people in BuyButtons this way. And one of my favorites was Kat Perella, a graphic designer selling her work on the print-on-demand store, Zazzle.com.
On-demand marketplaces. Kat Perella was working full-time for a big IT company in New York, but always had a creative side. I have a background in art, she explained. I paint and draw and would do the occasional business logo or business card design if someone asked. But these one-off projects were few and far between and not particularly artistic. It was hard to imagine earning enough from her design work to free herself from the corporate world. When Kat stumbled upon Zazzle in 2010, she immediately saw the potential. The company provided a unique print-on-demand marketplace that connected artists and designers with customers looking for one-of-a-kind products. Today, you can find everything from posters and prints to baby blankets and burp cloths to shower curtains and dog collars. Kat began creating stationery designs for Zazzle. "I'm the big party planner in my family," she said. "So wedding invitations, bridal shower invitations, and baby announcements were all a natural fit." Artists on Zazzle.com set their own royalties. Kat told me that she charges 10% for most products and that the sweet spot for sellers on the site is generally between 5 and 15%. That means that on a $2 wedding invitation, she'll earn 20 cents. But if there are 100 guests, that multiplies to $20. Perhaps the most exciting aspect is that invitation is an asset Kat can sell over and over again. "I'm not just selling it to one bride," she explained. She described the two major advantages of Zazzle as discoverability and logistics. "If you Google wedding shower invitations, Zazzle is on the first page," Kat said. "That's a customer who never would have found me otherwise." On the logistics side, the company handles all order processing, printing, shipping, and customer service. "I try and create new designs each week. You have to stay fresh," she said, adding that she wouldn't have time for the creative work if Zazzle wasn't handling all the customer interaction and order fulfillment. Kat now runs her design business full-time and said that Zazzle probably accounts for 60 to 65% of her revenue. "I never would have been able to do what I'm doing now if it wasn't for Zazzle," she explained, but added that it took a long time to ramp up to that point. She told me that for her first couple years, it was a slow process of adding products and doing the design work late at night after her day job. "Still, it was a creative outlet and something she enjoyed doing. To me, it wasn't work," she said, noting that she was earning a few hundred dollars a month within her first 6 months on Zazzle. "It wasn't much compared to the time I was putting in," she explained, "but it was money to go do fun stuff with my kids, and I knew it could grow. Today, Zazzle is helping me pay for my kids' college education." I asked Kat what advice she had for new sellers starting out on the platform, and she said first, create designs that are unique or special or that resonate with people for some reason. She emphasized that Zazzle is its own mini search engine and that it's really important to fill in your product pages with all the appropriate description text and tags.
Now, all in all, this was a super fun project to put together, and I got to connect with so many awesome hustlers in the process, and I've been really flattered by the reviews that have come in on Amazon so far. If you've already left a review for Buy Buttons, thank you so much for doing that. And I want to thank Scott Panfil from the WNY Brews podcast for helping in producing the Buy Buttons audiobook. Now, even for somebody who's been editing audio for the last 3 years on this show, getting the files to align with Audible's requirements was like reading a foreign language. I originally wanted to get the audiobook out much closer to the launch date for the book, which was the end of September when the paperback and the Kindle version came out, but it was a challenge getting this thing approved. I think it was rejected 4 or 5 times by Audible before it finally met their standards. So big thanks to Scott. Couldn't have done it without you. Now, the audiobook thing is a new frontier for me. Audible itself is a new buy button marketplace for me to test out, right? And it would be, of course, very meta to put the Buy Buttons book on there. And thankfully, it's already selling really well. So I'm kind of excited to see what it does to the overall sales mix and self-publishing royalties, because I've heard it can be a pretty nice incremental income for authors. So we'll see how that shakes out. If you'd like to check out the audiobook or any of the other formats of Buy Buttons, you can do so at buybuttonsbook.com. And if you're new to Audible, you can actually get the audiobook version for free through sidehustlenation.com/audible. That's it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, let's go out there and make something happen. And I'll catch you in the next edition of The Side Hustle Show. Hustle on.
Thanks for listening to The Side Hustle Show at www.sidehustlenation.com.